So walking meditation begins with standing meditation, which is a great, great, wonderful version of meditation because we stand around a lot and we think of standing and walking during the day as not the real meditation. One of the things that most occurs to me to say is that it's a real misunderstanding to feel like at retreat that the real gem where we're really going to have enlightenment and freedom is from the sitting. Because think of our day. We spend so much time, well, we sit a lot, but we spend time on our way, walking, moving, standing. And if those moments can come alive with presence, then there's a continuity or a flow that really wakes up our whole life. So it's not a poor relative, this walking practice. So we begin with standing. You might have your feet shoulder width apart. And for now, when you're doing walking practice, you probably have your eyes closed, not necessarily. But for now, you might close your eyes to see how fully you can bring your attention inside your body and to feel the exact sensations of standing. So you notice how gravity is doing its thing. Feeling the pressure, weight, and contact at the feet. And as you're standing, you might soften the backs of the knees a little bit. Just feel yourself rising up from the earth to the sky like a tree, and just let your limbs relax, let the shoulders relax back and down. Feel the hands, the sensations in the hands just floating there. You might loosen the belly, that undefended belly. Let the breath be received deep in the torso. And you might feel in this standing practice how with the breath you can let it be received throughout the body, all the cells expanding, deflating. The hands, the fingertips. Now to continue and begin to sense how we pay attention with the walking practice, you might shift all of your weight to the right side, to your right foot, and just feel the sensations that arise with that. So there's a particular attention to the feet, the ankles, the calves. Just be aware of those sensations. And then gently shift the weight now so you're coming over onto the left side. And again, aware of the sensations that arise. Shifting onto the right. And then shifting to the left. And then come center. And opening your eyes if you'd like. There are many ways to do walking practice, but one of the ways most widely taught is to have your primary attention on the feet and the lower legs, so you're really feeling the sensations of movement as you walk on the earth. So in that mode, you might right now just take one step, just very slowly lifting your right foot, feeling the movement forward, and then placing it. And then feel that slight shift of the weight, and then lifting and moving and placing the left foot. And then you can do an extra advanced technique of doing it backwards. Okay, stepping back, lifting, moving backwards and placing, lifting, moving backwards and placing. So what you'll be doing is you'll find yourself a place either outside or there's a few different halls you can use here. you'll find yourself a walking stretch. And it could be like 15, you might be doing walking 15 steps, whatever. And there's going to be a beginning and an end, and you'll start with standing meditation. You'll have the intention to move. You'll walk to the other end, and then there's turning meditation, pause again, and return. So very soon you'll get the realization you're not going anywhere, except for here and here and here with each step. Now, in terms of pacing, I really invite you to find your way to the pace where you're most aware, where you feel the most sensations. If your mind is busy and restless, sometimes walking a little faster at first helps, because you're kind of matching that and you're feeling yourself moving and you start paying attention to the sensations, then you'll find you'll naturally have a slowing down. And it'll slow down to whatever pace you want it to slow down. Just keep connected with what most works for you. If as you're walking, you feel the warmth of the sun on your face and you smell some beautiful fragrance or a bird chirps in a certain way and it's like some wonder feelings come up, it's fine to pause and just take in the bliss. You know, just, it's not like you're on a track and you just keep doing a certain thing. You can pause and respond to what's here. Take it in, savor it. And if what comes up is strong physical sensations of unpleasantness or some thoughts that are really anxious, you can pause and honor and offer a kindness and a presence to those, and then resume. So that is one style of practice where you're stepping, stepping, stepping. Often we use the words lifting, moving, placing, if it's slow enough, and you actually feel the soles of your feet and feel, you can actually feel very sensitive, tender sensations as you're moving through air. And then placing, and placing really slowly so you feel the sensations. Thich Nhat Hanh says, the miracle is not to walk on water, but to walk on this earth with awareness. And I find that it becomes, it has almost a devotional quality of feeling this really cherishing of life. This, it's a heart practice as well, when we really inhabit it. So let it be one of those experiments of really how you can quiet and embody this walking practice. Now, there are different other instructions that can be helpful. Some people like to breathe as they're walking and as they're stepping, feeling the breath coordinated. If that helps you, that's fine. For some people, rather than a focus just on the feet, there's a focus on all the senses as you're walking. And for some, you might find that at certain days, times a day, instead of doing walking practice, you're going for a quote-unquote walk. It's still walking practice. Let your senses be wide open, but keep coming back to your senses and out of the ideas and thoughts that tend to take us away. Okay, any questions? I often forget to say something, and there's anything you wonder about. Yeah.
Could you talk about what you do with your eyes?
Yeah, the eyes in walking practice, if you're not opening to all the senses, are generally on the ground in front of you, just lower, gently gazing downward, so that you see where you're going. You're not walking with your eyes closed, but some people do that too. You know, just be safe. Yeah, thank you. Anything else?
If you're walking with an awareness in nature, the beautiful nature around here, and you're walking slowly, but the awareness is with the air, the trees, the birds, the sounds, is that as legitimate as a walking practice?
The question is that legitimate if your awareness is with all of that? And there's going to be a lot of questions of, is this okay or is this right? And we're always going to say, oh, sure. And there's some caveats. It tends, as I mentioned, our minds are very conditioned to be scattered. So we can think we're going on a nature walk, but be off in a trance and in thought. So really let there be an anchor. For the formal practice, it's the strongest anchor is of the legs and the feet. But if you're going for a walk and you want to let the anchor be all your senses, so seeing, feeling, smelling, sensing, you know, let that be so, but have the intention to keep waking up out of thoughts. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.